But these games were far more than just competitive sports. They held a special place in the belief system of the ancient Central Americans. And our stone belt is a clue to these hidden beliefs. Along the outside of the belt are carved designs, and on the front of the curve of the horseshoe shape, cut into the polished stone, is the stylized image of a toad. I can see a broad mouth stretching the whole length of the curve, and behind the eyes, bulbous glands that extend back to the crouched hind legs. Zoologists have even been able to identify the species as the giant Mexican toad, Bufo marinus, but to us it's just an ugly, rather sinister animal. Perhaps the key to understanding this object is that this toad excretes a hallucinogenic substance, and Central Americans believed that it represented an earth goddess. Belts for ball games were made with various underworld animals carved into them, and this tells us that they were meant to be viewed not individually, but rather as part of a broader ritual. It seems that the painful intensity of the ball game symbolized the constant cosmic struggle between the forces of life and death. Michael Whittington again.
Well, I think it's absolutely a metaphor for how Mesoamericans view the world. When you look at one of the great creation stories in Mesoamerica, the Popol Vuh, there are twins. Their names were Xbalanque and Hunapu.